Hey, this is Shikamaru Nara. You're listening to the Shonen Tapes. Oh, you're not subscribed yet? What a drag.
And this is our Naruto vs. Sasuke tape. Sasuke!
Believe it!
Believe it!
Believe it! Believe it!
As y'all heard, this is the Naruto versus Sasuke tape. We're going to be deep diving into them fights. Some are longer than others. Some are limb-losing fights. And others are backyard school scraps. So we thought, hey, what better thing to do than just to kind of rank the best ones, talk about what we like about them, what we don't like about them. And I didn't even realize they fought five times until I was doing some research for this, right? Like, I thought they there was like three major fights, but we looked into it. Technically, they fought two other times. So we will be including those in. As mentioned, make sure you're subscribed if you're not already. If you're listening on the audio version, come check us out on YouTube. For anybody that's here, a like would be more than so appreciated. If you hadn't guessed, this is Sean. My name is Kevin, and we are about to jump right into it. Sean, like, I feel like something that made us want to talk about this is how we basically gave Sasuke credit for all of the fights, like all the cool fights that happened in Naruto.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's got the hacks, you know what I'm saying? He's got the genjutsu, he's got the kind of like the ruthless style of fighting. Most cool things when it comes to like a fighting perspective just automatically land on Sasuke. But we forget, Naruto's had some bangers of his own, right? He's fought the third Raikage when that whole thing came to be. He fought Orochimaru. But I've just always felt like there's stuff missing from a coolness factor from Naruto's perspective. But then when you take them and you make them fight together, you get the best of both worlds. It's not as cool as like Itachi versus Sasuke, but still pretty cool overall.
It gives like Vegeta versus Goku vibes whenever they're like on screen together about to like scrap, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and I think that's why I love their fights together. I mean, I was giving Naruto credit earlier off camera, off audio, but I mean, looking at the list, dog, like there are some bangers, but a lot of them are like, oh, like I don't even remember that fight. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like Sasuke has no throwaways.
Does he not? Is that a true statement?
Rarely has throwaways. Someone check me on that.
Yeah, someone do check him on that. But you convinced me on him, to be honest. When we did the Sasuke tape back, that was quite a while ago. When did we do that one episode?
I think it was like 2022.
Yeah. Well, we did a Sasuke tape, and I came into it with the idea of, you know, I'm probably going to be hating on this man. But by the end of it, I was like, you know what? Sasuke is kind of dope. And the biggest thing that makes him cool is his fights. So let's jump into the episode topic and talk about basically like, you want to talk about their fights in order first, and then after that, we'll discuss the rankings.
Yeah, let's do it in order, you know, just to be, you know, historically accurate. You know what I'm saying? Let's put we're bald right now. We put on our scholar Naruto hats.
We are bald right now. Did I hear that right?
No, I'm bald.
Okay, you said
but
we.
But now that we scholars together, so we both bald. You know what I'm saying?
We both
You're
bald.
Metaphorically, you are bald.
Okay. Facts. Cool. I love that. Well, thank you for welcoming me to the club. I'll find my oil and oil my head to be as shiny as yours. Well, I'm happy to meet the bald spokesperson of the bald club, apparently. Thank you for having me, I guess. Moving on, the first fight is basically when they were in kindergarten. Not kindergarten, but you know what I'm saying, the ninja school, the ninja academy, whatever. They were like dorky little kids. And Uraka, was that his name?
Uruka-sensei.
Uruka-sensei basically
yeah.
pinned them together to fight, and it was not close at all. My man Sasuke put the work on Naruto, and just it kind of embarrassed him, to be honest. Like it was rough.
Yeah, he made him look insignificant, you know, saying back in the day, you know. Kevin, before we move on, did you ever get in a fight in kindergarten?
Not in, I don't know if I was in kindergarten. Like I remember that, like definitely I did, but I don't remember if it was in kindergarten, and I was around that age. So yeah, most of my fights have been when I was younger, to be honest with you.
The majority of my fights were in, you know, grade school, elementary school.
Yeah.
And I was always on the losing end, son.
Oh.
Your boy's soft.
Really?
I didn't know that. Definitely lost most of my fights in elementary school.
I'm sorry to hear that, brother.
Yeah,
maybe,
man.
Maybe we can do some training and get you ready for the next one.
Nah, man. Anyone comes over with me now, dog, it's all over. You know what I'm saying?
I got that pepper spray. Like, can I get your reaction on the fight?
I mean, dog, like. It's I didn't even think about this fight when, because I was like, for everyone, all the tapeworms, I was just like, oh, there's three fights. And then Kevin looked it up. He was like, actually, there's five fights. I was like,
actually, like the little meme.
Actually,
with the glasses.
But I get why this fight's included, because it really showed the ladder that Naruto had to climb. You know, to really ascend.
Yeah.
And it also showed how great Sasuke's been always. You know what I'm saying? So
that's true.
I think it's a good fight to include, but it is insignificant.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah. Well said. I mean, definitely they were both at their weakest by a large margin. They were both pretty much children as well, too. So I get it. There's not really much more to say other than, like, you know, it did set the tone for the majority of the show, to be honest, because it said it that, like, Sasuke is, like, kind of not one to be messed with a little bit, and Naruto needs to kind of be put in his place as well, too, because he's this, come on, let me at him, boss, and, like, just gets wrecked. So, you know what I'm saying?
He's, yo, what did Popeye say? I'm gonna eat some spinach. That's Naruto. Don't
put him up there. It's just big old muscles. Yeah, so, okay. So there's that fight. The next fight they had was on top of the Konoha Hospital, I think it was, where they basically started scrapping near, like, the water towers. And that was the fight where Kakashi actually had to jump in and separate the two. And side note, I think that was one of the first things that made everybody, like, love Kakashi even more than they already did. Because Kakashi was already up there. But the fact that this man just came in, and I think he went from opposite directions, grabbed each of them, and then threw them the opposite way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was like, yo, this man, you're like sons them both so hard.
Uh-huh. And then they each hit the water tower, and it had, like, you know, it's like, had a huge hole, you know what I'm saying? Pause. And it's like, which one is the biggest hole? It was Naruto. You know what I'm saying? Pause.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. So I was looking at the fights, and Sean was comparing holes. Very cool.
Yeah.
But you know what? I think most of the fandom was comparing holes at that point, to be honest, because after the fight, you have that scene where, I don't even know if Naruto noticed this, but Sasuke turned around and saw that one was like the punch that would have hit
the crater,
him was it was like enormous, and his was small, and that just made him angry, because he's like, wow, you literally, like, you would have killed me, right? Like, he would have definitely beat him in that fight for sure.
And it's like one of the things, it's one of the kind of like the bowling pins per se that kind of like pushed Sasuke away from the village, you know what I'm saying?
Facts. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
One of the things I was like, all right, I'm out.
Because think of it from Sasuke's perspective, because you go from that kindergarten fight to him completely, you know, demolishing Naruto, to them having another fight, him being overly confident, being like, I'm going to crush this guy, and then turning around and being like, not only was I meddled with, like, I'm a child, right, Kakashi's son me, but then on top of that, Naruto would have actually won. What's going on? And it kind of set in motion for the rest of the show. These fights are all very important. Like, these are all such pivotal points inside of the show. Then, of course, you have the fight where they fought at the Valley of the End, I think it's called, where basically that's where Sasuke went off. He had his whole curse mark in him. And I will say, like, of their fights, this is one of the ones where their hand-to-hand combat was one of the most impressive, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it was the most visually interesting.
Was this where the meme came from, where Naruto kicks Sasuke in the stomach three times? And then, like, combos him into the air.
Yes.
That was probably one of the coolest, like, choreographed moments in the show, I'd say, like, from a fighting perspective.
You can tell that, like, they really, whoever animated it, really put their, like, heart and care into this fight. And then, like, this is one of the fights where I did read the manga at that point. And, like, it looks even as... It doesn't look, I mean, of course, the anime looks better, but the manga fight too looks beautiful as well.
Does it just.
It's like you could tell that they've really, like, you can tell that the mangaka really wanted us to be like, this is the fight right here. Like, this is like what Naruto is about. And that's why this is my favorite fight, to be honest. This is my favorite fight between Naruto and Sasuke.
You're going to judge me for this, but what? I'm a recently new manga reader, whatever. I always pronounce it wrong.
Yeah.
As you can tell. Manga. Manga. And I like skip the fight scenes. Like, I just kind of fast forward to it. Because to me, like, that's why I like watching anime, especially battle anime, because you see them go and, like, you see the actual animations and what's going on. But then when I see it in panel, it's just, like, not nearly as interesting. So that's what I did with the Super manga, at least, where I caught up. I did the Granola arc, the Gas arc. And every time it came to a fight scene, I was like, I can probably, like, I still looked at the panels, but I was really quickly switching past them. It just doesn't really do it for me. I'm still a huge fan of manga in general because the story is still there and what you can get out of the show is also still there. But I think, like, the way I want to take that journey in general is if I'm going to do both and read it and also watch it when it comes out, I'll leave the fighting stuff to the anime. Assuming the anime is eventually going to come out.
So I thought that, like, you skip it altogether, but you look at it and then you're just like, all right, cool.
I look at That's it. I fine. Just don't like, you know, I just don't pay close attention to it. You know what I'm saying? And to be honest, I get a little confused sometimes because I'm like, all right, like, I guess he hit him here and now he's flying there. And I'm just like, I don't care enough to, like, deeply look into it. And I don't pay as much attention to it as I pay attention to the rest of it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like,
I don't think it's that bad. Because it's like at the end of the day, it's like there's some fights that are on manga where it's like, okay, this, like, looks really dope. But a lot of them is like, all right, like, you can stare at it for a little bit. All right, next, you know, and then get to the meat. So I get what you're saying.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Maybe I'll go back and read this fight, though, because you're making it sound good.
It was dope. It's dope. From what I remember, I read it a while ago.
And spoiler, right, obviously Sasuke won this fight. So at this point, they're technically 2-1 because Sasuke took the dub when they were in kindergarten, and then he took this dub, and then I'll give the last fight win to Naruto because he had the larger hole. So another cool part about this was Sasuke just had kind of that moment of, I could kill you right now, but I'm gonna choose not to, because what was his reasoning? Like, he didn't need him to become stronger. He's like, I beat you, like, it's done. You know what I'm saying? Because his whole thing was chasing power.
Yeah, I think it was like, beating you won't do anything for me or something like that. Like, it won't give me more power or something like that. So it was pretty much like, it was demeaning him almost. You know what I'm saying? It was almost being like, you're not better than me. You're not even close to me. So I don't even need to, like, finish this, right?
Yeah. The next fight is Naruto and Sasuke. So this is a fight I completely forgot about till I looked it up with Sean as well too. Naruto and Sasuke briefly fought after Danzo died.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had to really, really reach back into the memory banks to remember this fight. I can't even, like, think of a scene of these two fighting in that moment.
Yeah, and I remember it, but, like, because they're about to scrap, and then Obito comes, and Tobi, and then he's like, stop. He's like, we got other stuff to do. And then, you know, Sasuke retreats. So technically, Naruto has a dub on this one. But, like, they didn't really fight. They, like, scrapped a little bit for, like, a minute. And then, you know, they got stopped.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess Naruto wins on a technicality here. And at this point, they're 2-2. And it sucks, too, because both of Naruto's wins to this point is on technicalities. Like, he didn't win either fight versus both fights. And, like, when Sasuke wins a fight, he sits on him and looks at him in the face and he's like, I could end you. When Naruto wins, it's like, yeah, like, technically.
And low key, though, like, now that, like, I've never thought about this, but I low key think this was on purpose, dog. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely on purpose.
It definitely was. It's because, like, the show's always hinting. it's hinting that Naruto could win, but technically he hasn't beat him yet. Mm-hmm. And then there's the very end, obviously the big climax to their whole relationship after they defeated Kaguya and they fought one final time. This fight was crazy. Like this fight really was good. So insane. The fact that they had energy too afterwards to go on and fight each other with the will they found. It kind of, I'm not gonna lie, like to me, it still didn't make sense from Sasuke's perspective. It was a little annoying because I almost wish this fight happened before they defeated Kaguya and then got on the same page. And then I also wish they didn't lose an arm each. I get why they made the decisions they made to get to this point, but like if I were to switch something about the show, it probably would have been that because they came together, they defeated the villain together, and you would think mm-hmm. it'd be time on the same side, but it's no. Sasuke still got unfinished business. You know, he still wants it at him with him. I didn't agree with the fight, to be honest. I liked seeing it, but I didn't really like. Of all the fights, this is the biggest one where I'm like, I don't get the premise of this one.
I get that, and I agree. I completely agree with that. Like, have we done a Naruto improvement tape?
I don't know. I can look.
I'm pretty sure we have, but we have not. That should definitely be a correction because I didn't get the fight. And just a little background: I stopped. Like, I watched Naruto like as a kid into like early college years, and then I stopped. And then when I stopped around before the Ninja War arc, I have no idea why I stopped watching. And then when Naruto ended, Sasuke and Naruto fought. And I watched it, and I was like, all right, I got to finish this show.
So, yeah. And obviously, this is really pivotal because the fight ends in a tie. And even though it ends in a tie, Sasuke knows he's lost. Because he's like, he was trying to kill Naruto. Like, he was actively trying to finish him. Versus Naruto was actively just trying to hold off. And he wasn't trying his best because he didn't want to kill Sasuke. So I think Sasuke realizes that and sort of takes a step back and admits defeat. Right? Because he while they're laying there, he says something along those lines. He's like, you could have, like, you weren't even, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think it's a tie, but it's a moral victory for Naruto.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Naruto wins.
Naruto wins?
Naruto, moral victory. Low key, bro. Naruto wins. Like it's a tie, but Naruto, like, let's be real, Naruto.
Because it's like Naruto could beat him, like technically, but he didn't. Yeah.
So those are the five fights. Now, if we were to rank them worst to best, and when I say worst to best, I don't just mean on how good the fight was, but I also just mean like just how important it was to the story as well too. So let's do a combination of those two. I think we can agree. Probably the number five fight is the fight they had after Danzo. Unless you disagree with that.
The number five fight? I mean, I guess that could be a number five. I feel like number five should definitely be kindergarten.
You think so? No.
But I can see why you think the after Danzo's death should be number five because like they barely fought.
They barely fought. They got a chance to showcase some new stuff they like learned and did, but I felt like there wasn't a huge grudge behind it. There wasn't as much story, like reason for them to fight necessarily. And it felt like more of a tease than an actual showdown versus the kindergarten fight. They really did, you know, they really did, like we said, kind of set the tone for the story and it really painted a good picture on like, okay, Sasuke is above Naruto, and it's by a significant amount where he can just bully him around and make him look like a little dweeb in front of everybody. So that's my argument for that.
You know what? I was going to argue it, but that's like a good point. So number five should definitely be after Danzo's death fight. You're right.
Okay. Yeah. And then so number four, we're going to go ahead and put the kindergarten fight. The Ninja Academy. Fight. We can't disrespect it that much.
All right. Ninja Academy.
This is where the real episode starts, in my opinion. Now we got those two out of the way. What do you think should be number three?
All right. So number three, I think this is going to be very unpopular because it's the fight that like really like I love this fight. And I feel like the top three fights, none of them are bad fights.
Agreed.
But in my opinion, the third fight should be the last fight.
Because
towards it, like, it looked dope. Like, don't get me wrong. It looked dope.
Yeah.
But like towards the story, it was just like, like, why are they fighting now, dog? Like, in my opinion, it's like they missed their opportunity already, you know? But it's like, it's dope because it's like a culmination to the story between them and ends. But it's like, dog, like they fought Kaguya, the, you know, big space alien that's so strong. And then after they scrap, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, that makes no sense.
This is what I'll say about that. Point received, obviously.
Yeah.
But you have to remember how good the actual fight itself was.
It was good. It was a good fight.
No. It wasn't. It was fantastic. The fight itself. My man brought Sukuna. No, not Sukuna. What's it called? Susanoo. He pulled that out. Naruto pulled out his chakra from the tailed beast. They were pulling out all the stops against each other. That was like a 15-minute fight, I think.
Honestly, it was great.
It was crazy. One of the best fights of the show. I think it's criminal to put that below the hospital tower fight, because although the hospital tower fight, to your point, was way more important to the story and it was a good fight, I think if you compare the two fights as fights, the ending fight just completely rails it. It's not even close.
Yeah, I think if you compare them with just scrapping, just fighting, of course the third fight probably should be the best. I think in my head, I'm just thinking story-wise, I feel like the fight at the hospital meant more than the ending fight. Which you could also argue too, because it's like, how does it mean more if like the culmination of the fight? Yeah,
it does mean more. You're right. I'm not, because you're right. From a story-wise perspective, the hospital tower fight did mean more to the story. But I guess if you look at it as if like, you know, how much you're putting into the puddle, like if there is like a meter that puts up your ranking up, how many points does the actual choreography and the fight itself give? And then how many points does the story give? If you were to compare those two different levels, the hospital tower fight for sure beats the ending fight from a story perspective. Maybe not by as much as you think, because you're right. Why are they fighting now? It does make the big bad look not as strong. But then also, if you take a step back, that was also the fight that made Sasuke be like, okay, fine, I'm done. You win. It solidified Sasuke like officially coming back and joining the good guys. And it also like showed Sasuke acknowledging Naruto to say like,
yeah,
you win. Like you're better than me. So you're right. The hospital fight like still was more important, but I don't think the last fight should be understated too much. I don't think we can go wrong either way. Putting either fight two or three, I don't think there's a wrong choice. My vote is still the ending fight being the second best one and the hospital fight being the third, but I do see your point.
You understand why I'm saying the...
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Okay, fully see your point. So how about this? On my list, I'll have the ending fight at number three. On your list, you'll have the hospital fight at number... Reverse.
You said it backwards.
Reverse. Y'all know what I meant. Okay. On my list, I have the hospital fight at number three. And on Sean's list, he has the ending fight at number three. And then vice versa for two. Do us a favor. Comment down below on your ranking of this. Specifically on this one, too. Let us know the best fight, but then also know... Give us your top three, because if y'all have the Danzo or the kindergarten fight over any of these fights, just close this video right now. Just unsubscribe. Get out of here.
All right.
I'm kidding. I was waiting for Sean to react, and he just like took that as like a normal statement. Don't do any of those things, please. And if you're not watching on YouTube, come join us on Discord and let us know. Jeez, Sean. Work with me here.
No selling, brother. Anyway, I feel like they're here for the final, you know, the main event.
Yeah.
Our favorite, our favorite fight, but the best fight out of Naruto and Sasuke. It has to be at the, you know, the Valley of the End, dog. Like,
yeah.
When I think about the show Naruto, that's the fight that comes in my head. You know what I'm saying?
It was peak. in the sense of it had the perfect amount of story and the perfect amount of choreography. Because with the last fight that we, you know, our little argument for the number two and three, what the last fight did a really good job of was choreography, and it was lacking a little bit on the story. What the hospital fight did a really good job of was story, was lacking a little bit on the choreography. This is the perfect mesh of these two, which can put it over. I'm going to be honest with you, though. I liked the ending fight so much. I did consider that for my number one spot. But your point is valid about just like, why are they fighting now? Like, what's going on?
It just was like, doing? This is cool. But like, you know, like,
yeah,
you know, this should have happened like, you know, 20 episodes ago.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I fully agree. That could have actually been what took Naruto to get so long to them, because he had to deal with Sasuke first.
Exactly. Right? And then it would be cool if Sasuke comes with them, you know?
Yeah. And like, they're now united. And then
exactly.
And then the fact that they're both missing an arm, I'm sorry, I hate that. That never sat well with me.
It's a little weird. It was a little weird, but I get it, because it's like, you got to symbolically show why they're linked from this fight forever. Stupid. You know,
stupid. That solidified it. Okay, that's definitely number two for me. And the value of the end fight was definitely the best fight. Like we said, man, that little kicking scene was like the coolest thing I've ever seen. Like, low key in an anime at the time.
It was so tough. And then also it showed you, like, all right, like, the water tower scene was like, okay, like, Naruto is really strong. But then there's something like in you, because of just the historically the show at that point, where it's like, maybe Naruto just got a little lucky or something like that.
Yeah.
But then when you see how strong Naruto is, you're like, damn, okay, like, Naruto's coming like this. But then you see Curse Mark Sasuke when he locks it, and you're like, what's going on? Like, you know what I'm saying? And then as you're just like, your mind's racing at all these possibilities while they're just scrapping, and it's amazing. Honestly, it's one of my favorite fights in anime, if I'm being honest. It's definitely like, if I did a top five fights, and I know we have, and I most likely included this. I think
you sound very sure of yourself, Sean.
Hey, man, we talk a lot, so I don't, you know, I'm never sure of anything anymore.
Sure.
But I don't know where it is in the top five, but it's up there, because, like, when I think of anime, when I think of Naruto, I think of this fight. So it has to be up there.
Okay. Well, I feel like nobody's going to disagree with our number one spot. I feel like four and five, there could be arguments made for switching those around. The post-Danzo fight, in the kindergarten fight, and then also our two and three for sure. I'm sure there's going to get a lot of flip arounds, but I think there's a lot to debate here. And this was so much fun. So if you guys like the reviewing, like, best fight content, I mean, I can do this for days. We can do Sasuke's fights. We can flip over to other shows and do Vegeta's, Goku's. We could do some fights in My Hero. Let us know what kind of content you guys want to see. And, you know, we're more than happy to do that. But Sean, out of seven thumbs, how many thumbs would you give the overarching Naruto versus Sasuke fight rivalry?
You know what? I was going to give it a solid six initially, like, when I knew that we're going to do thumb their rivalry of, like, and like, their kind of, like, I was going to say trilogy, but, like, their five fights.
Yeah.
But after talking about it and, like, realizing, like, how dope it is and how much it's, I think about it, like, low key, I'm gonna give it 6.8.
Ooh. All right. This is gonna be one of those times where our thumb ratings are gonna vastly differentiate. I think their fights, the more I think about them, the more disappointed I am, because so many fights are missing so many things. The post-Danzo fight wasn't a real fight. The kindergarten fight was very short. The hospital fight could have been longer, but it was, like, still very good. The ending fight was lacking a story. And then there's the number one fight, which is, like, you know, arguably the best fight. I think I'm going to give their fights 4.9 thumbs out of 7. Still, like, a good rating.
Dang.
But, I mean, come on. Like, if you compare, like, Goku and Vegeta's fights to Naruto and Sasuke's,
it doesn't match up.
Like, those are Those are so much better. Or if you go to other shows and compare like the protagonist, the deuteragonist, or like the however you want to make the relationship, I think there's just much to be earned. Maybe I'll change it to a 5 just to make it a nice round number. So I'll give it a 5 out of 7. Sean with a near perfect score though. Wow.
Yeah, I think the only reason I think it's near perfect is like, yeah, like there's fights that left more to be desired, but I'm talking about more of it. Like it's seared in my mind so much that's like the glazing's there, dog.
You the know glazing's what I'm there. The glazing's there.
I have to this, do it, bro.
Right. Sure. Thank you. Tapeworms, hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're in this deep in the video, you're obviously a fan, so shoot us a like. If you're listening on the audio, make sure you are subscribed to catch future episodes. Come show to YouTube some love. If you want to come chat with us, come join the Discord. We do a Patreon episode a couple a month. So if an episode a week is not enough for you guys, feel free to check out our Patreon. Other than that, Sean, Mr. Sean in Pants, do you have any parting words for the tapeworms?
Naruto. Naruto. That's
good. Good night.